Alita. A reminder that this coming weekend, October 22nd and 23, are the first 2 days of our Haunted House, Zombie Maze and Escape Rooms event. For further information, call or text Shelley at 306-485-7023. The Alita community is saddened to have to say farewell to Paul and Marina Paulson, who have decided to leave their farm here at Alita and move back to their original stomping grounds in Yorkton in order to be closer to members of their own family. Best of luck, Paul and Marina, in your new home. A very dear friend of mine and former neighbor from Redvers, Shirley Hansen, passed away on October 8 at Sunset Haven in Carnduff at the age of 84. Shirley will be remembered by her husband Eric Hansen, son Robert, Valerie, 4 grandchildren and their families, 3 sisters and numerous nieces and nephews. A memorial service was held at Danerverk Lutheran Church in Redvers on October 15 with interment at the Danerverk Cemetery. Condolences are extended to the Hansen families. Visiting a couple of days with Joey and Prudent Malhiot was her sister Lois Stock, Cronau. The sisters attended the funeral for Shirley Hansen. Adele Cowan and Brenda Lemieux also attended the funeral. Shelley Cowan and daughter Ainsley were in Minot on October 15 to visit the Nilsson family and pick up some Halloween or funfair supplies. Our local fall suppers were cancelled the past 2 years. I have surely missed those delicious suppers and scrumptious desserts. This year the Alita Recreation Board members have decided to host a fall supper again at the Alita Memorial Hall on November 6. I sure hope we'll see you there. Please remember to keep me posted on any interesting happenings in Alita or with your family. Your assistance is greatly appreciated and helps to keep this column interesting. Text or call me at 306-485-8561.